This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I wonder if you ever think about some Christians in your life who've been walking with God for many years and you see a sort of wisdom about life in them, and you know you can ask them a question about life and they're going to have something meaningful to say to you, and you think, I wonder how that happened. I wonder how they got that wisdom, that sense of what life is all about and how it works. Well, I'll tell you how they got it. They got it over years. It didn't happen immediately, and it happened because they were putting God first in their life over many years. And when you put God first, God gives you insights into life. And as the years go by, your understanding of God's way of life grows and grows, and you're able to help others and be such a blessing to them. If you want to be that kind of Christian, that kind of person who walks with God when you get older, you have to start now. You have to put God first in your life. You have to follow His leading in your life. And the best way to get to know God and put Him first is to take time out every morning before you get your day started to listen to Him. So open your Bible and listen to God. We've been talking about claiming God's promises this week. And there's different kinds of promises in the Bible, and I want to take you to another kind of promise today, here in Hebrews chapter 13. Let me read you the first 5 verses of this chapter. Let love of the brethren continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember the prisoners, as though in prison with them, and those who are ill-treated, since you yourself also are in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Let your character be free from the love of money, being content with what you have, for He Himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you, so that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What shall man do to me? Did he see the promise in there? He himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. That's a promise from God. And you know, there's some promises that are kind of conditional. They depend on us being in a right relationship with God, us honoring God, us obeying God, putting God at the center of our lives, doing things God's way. But then there are some promises from God that are just unconditional promises. And here's one of them. I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you, so that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. You remember Jesus told the parable about the prodigal son, about that son who dishonored his father and said, I wish you were dead, give me my inheritance now. He took it. As soon as he got it, he left. He went away to a far country. He drug his dad's name through the dirt in the way that he lived. He squandered everything he had, and then a famine came, and he was starving. He was feeding the pigs and longing to eat what the pigs eat, but they wouldn't even let him eat that. And finally, he came to his senses and he said, oh man, in my dad's house, even the servants live way better than this. I'm just going to go back and ask for forgiveness and just ask to become a servant in that house. You remember when he got back, the reaction of his father? It wasn't a disgusted reaction. Great, here you come crawling back to me now that everything's gone and you need help. Well, what do you think I'm going to do about that? No. The dad started running down the road to meet him. And here's God's promise. I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. Listen, in your life, you may have walked away from God. You may be thinking about walking away from God. You may have totally become disillusioned with people who are Christians. But God will never desert you. God is always ready to restore your relationship with Him, to help you get back on the path of spiritual health and spiritual growth. Why don't you stop right now and say, thank you, God, and turn back to him. He's always there. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.